Texte numéro 92. Saudi Arabia's futuristic eco-city. NEOM claims to be a blueprint for tomorrow, in which humanity progresses without compromise to the health of the planet. It's a $500 billion project, part of Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 plan to wean the country off oil, the industry that made it rich. The mega-territory will include a 170-kilometre-long city called The Line, which will run in a straight line through the desert. Further up the Red Sea coast from this industrial hub, NEOM has announced plans for the world's largest coral reef restoration project. But how feasible is it to build a cutting-edge city that lives up to its green credentials in the middle of the desert? An energy expert at the University of Oxford says there are many things to consider. Will food be produced locally in a system that doesn't use an excessive amount of resources, or will it rely on food imports from abroad? The website claims that NEOM will become the world's most food self-sufficient city. It sets out a vision for vertical farming and greenhouses, revolutionary for a country that currently imports about 80% of its food. There are questions about whether this can be done sustainably. Critics accuse the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the driving force behind NEOM, of greenwashing, making grand promises about the environment to distract from reality. The Giga Project is part of the Crown Prince's vision of a greener Saudi Arabia, with a target of achieving net zero emissions by 2060. Yet Saudi Arabia, just weeks after making headline green pledges, promised to increase oil production. Defenders of NEOM say it's necessary to start afresh and build a smart, sustainable city powered by wind and solar, with water provided by carbon-free desalination plants. Saudi Arabia needs some creative thinking because the Middle East is running out of water, says NEOM's advisory board. Saudi Arabia is an arid country, and about half of its water is produced through desalination plants to take away salt from water, powered by fossil fuels. But climate experts are concerned that relying on unproven technologies can be a form of climate delay, getting in the way of significant action against the effects of climate change. It's sometimes described as technological optimism. And there are big questions about who NEOM is for. The project promises to create jobs and generate wealth in this underdeveloped region, but so far the local population haven't seen any benefits. Human rights campaigners say that two towns have been cleared and 20,000 members of the Huaytat forcibly removed without adequate compensation in order to build the megacity. Adapted from BBC News, February 2022.